Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not going to be able to talk to you today, Lee. Somebody walked off with my earbuds. So love when that happens, and I'm really sorry about that. Somebody's in bed of my studio, obviously. I can't hear a thing. In fact, I'm flying blind right now. Okay, cool. Tim, just be aware, I can't hear a thing. Don't know whose brilliant idea this was. Okay, so here, let's do this. See if that'll work. Are you there, Tim?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. Yeah, this happens in our studio. Sometimes people come through and steal things, and that's what just happened to me. Okay, cool. Awesome. Love to gig the host. Let's start again, shall we? Let's just pretend none of that happened. This is one of the most shocking things I've ever heard in all of my years of doing talk radio. This takeaway, this is one of those things, everybody in this nation needs to step away from going, what is the gas price today? Maybe we'll bring the Democrats back just to punish Trump for not getting it down fast enough. And hear this. Joe Kent, head of the National Counterterrorism Center, that's a federal agency, appointed by Donald Trump, has a number I've wanted to know for a very, very long time, and I've had tried to find but can't. What is the total number of people in this country on the terror watch list that we know of, that Joe Biden let in over that open border? What is that number? I knew it was at least 6,000 because that's how many of them Biden turned around and put on welfare, gave Social Security numbers illegally to, even though they were legal immigrants, so they could collect welfare and not be burdened with having to, work while they plan their terror attacks. So we knew it was at least 6,000. But this number? Here's Joe Kent yesterday at that hearing.
So far, NCTC has identified around 18,000 known and suspected terrorists that the Biden administration let come into our country. These are individuals who, under normal circumstances, would never be allowed to enter our country because of their ties to jihadi groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Yet the Biden administration not only let them into the country, and in many cases, facilitated their entry into the country.
Wow. Facilitated their entry into the country. What did you find facilitated? Okay. Here's Kristi Noem earlier this year talking about the 9 million illegals who were handed Social Security numbers by Joe Biden. This is illegal, and they did it to hide them on the Social Security rolls. And this is a theme that we've been on. I'm going to explain all this, how this is happening. This is a theme we've been on this show for a very long time. When you take in 12 million people illegally and another 4 million people by giving them immigrant visas for a total of 16 in just 4 years, yet you have entire quarters where net you create no new jobs. None. You lie about it and then revise the jobs down later to admit, yeah, we said we created 880,000 jobs this year, but we didn't. Sorry. There's no jobs for these people, even if they want to work. There's no jobs for the terrorists. There's no jobs for people who just want to come here and do this stuff. There's some jobs, sure, and there's maybe even some jobs Americans don't want to do, but there ain't 12 million jobs in 4 years. There's not 16 million jobs in 4 years. There's not even a million jobs in 4 years. So Democrats have a problem. They have to commit fraud on a massive scale to feed, clothe, house these people and provide them with medical care. And every day another bombshell goes off where we find a way they did this. This week's been full of that, where they turned the fraud controls for the first time in Obamacare down to zero, turned the eligibility for zero copay, you know, zero premium copay plans, turn that way down too. So you get yourself 100% funded plan. All you need to give is your birth date and your name. Why? Because they're signing up the illegal immigrant and it turns out terrorist nation on these plans. So you can't dump them all on Medicaid. That would show. So you're gonna commit a lot of Medicaid fraud, millions of them on Medicaid. You're gonna sign them up in blue states where nobody checks, commit fraud that way. We're finding a lot of that. We just wiped 700,000 of them off the welfare rolls a few weeks ago. Now we're finding 4.4 million of them hidden on the Obamacare rolls. So we're finding them. This is every day we're finding them. Here's Kristi Noem earlier this year about the 6,000 terrorists given Social Security numbers by Joe Biden. These are people on either our terror watch list, which has 1.1 million people on it, or the international terror watch list. Just listen.
And they shouldn't be on our benefit programs. You know, we have over 6,000 individuals that have been identified through their work already that have been on the terrorist watch list, that they are known criminals.
How does that happen, Madam Secretary? How does that happen?
It happens when you put a train wreck like Joe Biden in the White House, and it's going to be a lot of work to clean it up. But just in the last 4.5 years, we've had over 9 million people get Social Security numbers that are not U.S. citizens. So they may be people who have some sort of legal status, but a lot of them are illegals that were given a Social Security number in just the last 4.5 years.
Yeah, you can't just give migrants and even people here on regular visa Social Security numbers, but they did because they don't want them to leave. They want them to stay long enough for the amnesty. Vote Democrat. One-party system will be like China. And they will do anything to get there. Understand something, folks, about these Democrats. Let me explain the mentality here. These people love them some Chairman Xi. They love themselves some Chairman Mao. They are authoritarians and communists, okay? The people they admire in China killed 50 million. Just consolidating their power. Stalin, 50 to 100 million, okay? 18,000 terrorists, the potential, and a lot of people are going to die from that. It's dropping a bucket. They don't care. Their heroes mass murdered to get where they are. So 18,000 terrorists, it is nothing to these Democrats. I will prove it to you. Here's Joe Kent again. You're just tuning in. 18,000 terrorists deliberately let in by Joe Biden.
So far, NCTC has identified around 18,000 known and suspected terrorists that the Biden administration let come into our country. These are individuals who, under normal circumstances, would never be allowed to enter our country because of their ties to jihadi groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Yet the Biden administration not only let them into the country, and in many cases, facilitated their entry into the country.
Wow. What does it sound like when you don't give a damn about murder by your future terrorist voters and you accidentally let the mask slip? Sounds like this yesterday. Democrat Representative Benny Thompson, and I would say lunatic, quite frankly, thinks he's getting the better of Kristi Noem. Listen to how he describes the, and this is how they really talk amongst themselves, okay? Listen to how he describes at that hearing yesterday. He's talking to the head of Department of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem. Listen to how he describes the shooting in the head and murder of that beautiful National Guard member.
NCTC referenced the unfortunate accident that occurred with the National Guardsman being killed.
You think that was an unfortunate accident?
I mean,
it was a terrorist.
No, wait, wait. Look, I'll get it straight. Then you can.
He shot our National Guardsman in the head.
Look, Mr. Chairman, will you direct the witness to allow me to ask my question? It was an unfortunate situation, but you blamed it solely on Joe Biden.
No words. That is how they think. Well, it's an unfortunate accident when one of our jihadis who we let in deliberately, but who will vote for us because he's Sunni. And they know that, folks. This is why they let in terrorists. Most of them are Sunni Muslims. Sunni Muslims vote Democrat at the highest rate of any group on earth. They outvote even African Americans, 92 to 93%. They will take them all day long. Because when you take one of them, you know, after the amnesty, it's going to be chain migration. It's never going to end. They don't care who they kill. And if they kill someone, it's an unfortunate accident. Right there. Democrat mentality. It's terrifying, isn't it?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Size of the problem is shocking. I'm going to go ahead and recue the show. I mean, this is one of those days we will refer to again and again and again. The number I have wanted for a long time. How many terrorists did Joe Biden let into this country? How many people on either the National Terror Watch List, which has 1.1 million people on it, or the International Terror Watch List? Here's Joe Kent, Trump appointee, head of the National Counterterrorism Center, with, in all of my talk radio career, one of the most shocking statements I've ever heard. And that's saying something. Because you know the audio I play here. I get the clips for you. Nobody else has. This is shocking from the hearing yesterday.
So far, NCTC has identified around 18,000 known and suspected terrorists that the Biden administration let come into our country. These are individuals who, under normal circumstances, would never be allowed to enter our country because of their ties to jihadi groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Yet the Biden administration not only let them into the country, and in many cases, facilitated their entry into the country.
Do we know where they are? Here's Jonathan Fahey, former Department of Homeland Security Deputy Secretary during Trump's last term.
I think we probably have no idea where almost all of those people are right now. And what's really scary about it, the numbers, frankly, jaw-dropping. But, you know, he said these are the known people that came in. So we have no idea how bad it is because we have all this world of the gotaways, the people that came in not through our ports of entry, that the Biden administration just basically wasn't enforcing those either. So it's really, really scary. And it just shows, reinforces Kristi Noem's point that we need to get these people out and be aggressive about it because it's life or death in many cases since we don't know who they are. And what's really shocking about this, knowing these facts, the Democrats still fight virtually every single deportation and make it so much harder than it needs to be, even though public safety is at stake.
Yeah, it's homicidal. It's homicidal. Okay, let me break down what he just said there. Is he talking about ports of entry? What does that mean? 18,000. Okay, the 18,000 are the ones we know are here because we either caught them and Joe Biden let them go, or they turned themselves in and Joe Biden let them go. In the case of 6,000 of them, I play this audio for you all the time, but I'm going to connect all of it for you and put it in one place. 6,000 of them were illegally given social security numbers. You're thinking, no, you can't give a terrorist a social security number. No, you can't. You can't give a non-citizen a social security number. It's illegal. But the Democrats needed to hide these people. So they did. They gave out 9 million social security numbers to illegal immigrants, gangbangers, terrorists, and people we don't know who the heck they are, so that they would blend in with Americans on the welfare rolls. Here's Kristi Noem, head of the Department of Homeland Security, explaining that.
And they shouldn't be on our benefit programs. You know, we have over 6,000 individuals that have been identified through their work already that have been on the terrorist watch list, that they are known criminals.
How does that happen, Madam Secretary?
It happens when you put a train wreck like Joe Biden in the White House, and it's going to be a lot of work to clean it up. But just in the last...
Okay, so that's 9 million illegally given social security numbers, among them 6,000 terrorists. We're now finding known terrorists, 18,000. Again, those are just the ones we caught or they turned themselves in. Remember, more than 2 million gotaways during the Biden administration. We know that these are people who didn't turn themselves in. And we know exactly how many there were gotaways to a person because we got sensors in the ground. Why did they get away? Because Joe Biden had the Border Patrol processing these people. They were not allowed to go out and stop them. They were given, remember, a baggie with a brand new cell phone so the Democrat Party could stay in touch with their new voters. You paid for the cell phone. A copy of Kamala Harris's book and a free plane ticket to wherever they wanted to go, plus hotel nights, all that stuff. You can think to yourself, how do the Democrats not care? Okay, understand, these are people who revere communists. They are Marxist, okay? They revere, they won't tell you this, but they do. People like Stalin, people like Mao. Stalin killed 100 million. Mao killed 50 million. 18,000 terrorists and whoever they'll kill. Democrats don't care. They don't give a rip. And I want to hear you to hear this. This is so powerful from yesterday, proving what I'm saying. I'm not being facetious here. They literally don't give a rip about human life. And I want you to hear it. This is sociopathic Democratic representative Benny Thompson. He thinks he's owning Kristi Noem, Department of Homeland Security head, because, you know, she's there and they're grilling her. Listen to how he describes the assassination by a shot to the head of our National Guard.
An unfortunate accident, he said. An unfortunate accident is like sleeping through your alarm. And this is coming from the top Democrat on the
Benny Thompson.
NCTC referenced the unfortunate accident that occurred with the National Guardsman being killed.
You think that was an unfortunate accident?
I mean,
it was a terrorist.
No, wait. Look, I'll get it straight. Then you can
respond. He shot our National Guardsman in the head.
Look, Mr. Chairman, will you direct the witness to allow me to ask my question? It was an unfortunate situation, but you blamed it solely on Joe Biden.
Okay, what is that? That is how they talk amongst themselves. Well, it's an unfortunate accident when one of our future voters kills an innocent person. But the votes, think how many votes. And across a lifetime, that terrorist, he can vote a lot of times for a Democrat. He's a Sunni Muslim. They vote, this is why they wanted the Afghans. They vote Democrat at a higher rate than any other group of people on earth, including African Americans. 92% to 93%. Here's Jonathan Fahey, former deputy director of the Department of Homeland Security, reacting to this psychopathy. But they should have this in college courses and play it when you try to explain to college kids, what is a sociopath? What is a psychopath? How might they talk in regular conversation? Just like Democrat Benny Thompson, an unfortunate accident. Jonathan Fahey and Carly Shimkus, Fox News, oh my gosh.
An unfortunate accident, he said. An unfortunate accident is like sleeping through your alarm.
Yeah.
And this is coming from the top Democrat on the House Homeland Security Committee. Is it going too far to say that the mentality that allows somebody to use that descriptive to describe something as horrible as this is part of the problem here?
Yeah.
He is part of the problem. The Democratic Party, by and large, is part of the problem because they are constantly defaming our law enforcement officers, calling them Nazis, calling them kidnappers. And that puts them in greater danger, puts all of us in greater danger. And it's really shameful that this young woman was putting her life at risk on a holiday, and to dismiss it as just some unfortunate accident is one of the most disgusting things you hear. And I don't want to dismiss it as just a slip of the tongue, because he didn't seem to really want to walk it back. And it does seem to be part of the overall mentality of disparaging the men and women that go out there and protect us every single day.
Two notable moments from this very important hearing, and we thank you so much for breaking them down for us, Jonathan.
So, to be clear, a terrorist, execution-style killer, that's an unfortunate accident, okay? Does not rise to the level of evil as, say, a Border Patrol agent who is a Nazi, or an ICE agent who is a Nazi, or Donald Trump who is a Nazi. He's just an unfortunate accidenter. That's their mentality. You so rarely get an exhibit like that of, honestly, mental illness. That is sociopathy. There is no other way to describe it. But it's how they think. It's how they talk behind closed doors. Oh, it's an unfortunate accident when our voters showed everyone who he was. No, but somebody's dead. I mean, we just buried her. She served over Thanksgiving. She died. Unfortunate accident. Why is it an unfortunate? Well, it's not because she's dead. She was a Nazi. It's because it makes Democrats look bad. There you go, folks. I tell you what they are all the time, and I know you think, oh, well, she just says that to get the ratings. I already have plenty of ratings. No, it's what they actually are. And it's shocking. By the way, I want to wrap this up so you understand. It's not a total of 18,000 terrorists. Those are just the ones we caught or who turned themselves over and Joe let them go. The total number, including the gotaways, is still unknown. But there are 2 million gotaways, so... I mean, you didn't want a free cell phone, free airline ticket. You didn't want all the free hotel nights. Well, then you're either cartel or terrorist. And there were 2 million of them. Gosh, help us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I couldn't be more thrilled that there will be cameras in the courtroom. Yesterday was the beginning of why we need cameras in the courtroom to film the trial of Charlie Kirk assassin Tyler Robinson. See a little smirk, a little laughter? He was going back and forth with his attorneys. One of them said something to him. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was funny. And he breaks out a smile, big smile. This is not like, you know, a luncheon with friends, but apparently to him it is. If I was facing trial for my life, I wouldn't be smiling. He seemed almost jovial. The jury needs to get a look at that going forward. America just got a look at that. And let me tell you what, folks, I'm just going to bottom line this. With Candace Owens out there really in need of medication, I mean, she needs help. And spinning all kinds of cray-cray about Tyler Robinson didn't kill Charlie Kirk and, oh, who did? The American people need to see this trial. I am shocked daily by the number of people who believe that cray-cray. Now, do I believe the FBI is telling us the whole truth about Tyler Robinson? No. Could he have had help? Wouldn't surprise me. That's why we need the cameras in the courtroom, or it's going to drive conspiracy theories like the kind that Candace Owens uses to pay her mortgage. She has been proven wrong so many times. I think we turned a corner on that this week. Tim Pool absolutely tore her to pieces. And that seemed to be a turning point where some on the right, who I think have been afraid to criticize her because she's popular, began to glom on. She didn't show up for an opportunity to debate her point of view on him not being the shooter. I'm not even going to repeat her cray-cray. Do I believe we've gotten the whole story here? No. No, I do not. Do I believe that Dan Bongino and Kash Patel have enough control over the FBI to get the whole story? No. Is Tyler Robinson the shooter? You bet he is. You bet he is. The part I want an answer to in this case, maybe it's going to be like the Butler shooter where the FBI lies to us, Bongino and Patel repeat those lies, and then they get debunked in front of their faces in the New York Post. And we know they're lying. We know they're lying about who the Butler shooter was. And honestly, I'm not even sure that Cash Patel and Dan Bongino did lie. I just don't think they're capable of extracting actual information from the agency they allegedly run. But I got to say this, folks, this is what I want to know. Another furry was in the courtroom yesterday. A guy who likes to look at pedophilic-oriented porn. That is the point of that culture. You cannot legally look at pictures, you know, the kind I'm talking about. I know there's kids in the car. Actual ones. But legally, if you draw it as a cartoon or make it as realistic as possible, you can look at it because it's art. So that's why they gather around Tyler Robinson, the boyfriend who he was clearly trying to impress by killing Charlie Kirk. I mean, that couldn't be any clearer from his text messages. There is a pedophilic bent there. So another furry goes on yet another shooting rampage in America, hitting exactly and precisely a target that the left would like to remove. And I want to see every minute of this trial because of it, because I don't think we have all the answers. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if Robinson had a handler. You know, what are the odds this week? I mean, it is weird, folks. It's getting weird out there, okay? What are the odds? The pipe bomber, the guy we're told is the pipe bomber by the FBI. The pipe bomber. A furry. Do you know a furry? I don't know a furry. Where are they coming from? The Annunciation Church shooter, furry. All on the same kinds of websites with this pedophilic cartoon stuff. And I see it now. Oh my God, they programmed another furry. Who? I don't know. Another one popped off. Where are these people coming from? And again, the pipe bomber, he had a very transgender bent to him. I mean, here we go again. Look at Tyler Robinson, same thing. Boyfriend, clearly transgender with those themes. What are the odds? And I have so many questions. And look, we're not wrong to question. You cannot trust the FBI. We have caught them lying to us in the pipe bombing case. And in the Butler case just in the last couple of months, and that was Bongino Patel repeating lies, which they may or may not know they were doing. I don't know. So we need to see this trial. I was thrilled yesterday. It's going to help quash Candace Owens and Lulu birds like her. Again, let me remind you, his dad believes he did it and turned him in. He said he did it when he was texting the boyfriend. The whole family thinks he did it. Law enforcement thinks he did it. At that point, I'm just glad there's camera. Texter writes, and yeah, I'll read my critics. You couldn't be more off base. Candace Tucker, Rogan, etc. have not been proven wrong. Actually, they have. She had a chance to debate this week and didn't show up. And her evidence is kooky. Well, you know, there were three Israeli students on campus. It's a campus of 5,000. I'd expect at least three. It's just kookery. They're like, and? Well, I'll reveal the rest next week. It's doing an incredible amount of damage. And I want to get this guy. So I am really, really glad there are cameras in the courtroom. Just to review really quickly. Who believes Tyler, including me, Tyler Robinson did this, okay? His dad, who turned him in. Tyler Robinson, who said he did it, texted the boyfriend. Very loving about it. He this was an act of love for him. He was trying to impress the boyfriend, you can tell. Who else believes that? Erica Kirk firmly believes that. She's had to go on TV this week and spend time killing off Candace Owens' crazy conspiracy theories. Who else believes that? TPUSA, Charlie's closest friends and confidants, who this week also had a spaces on X to debunk the conspiracy theories. So, Tyler Robinson believes he did it. Tyler's dad believes he did it. The police believe that he did it. The FBI believes that he did it. And you know, I got questions about the FBI. Erica Kirk believes that he did it. The leaders of TPUSA believe that he did it. Because he did it. It's okay to have questions. I got a lot of questions. My biggest set of questions around the 70-year-old pedophile who was there on campus immediately pops up after the shooting and said, I did it, it was me. And they delayed police going after him. That's a weird reaction. It's almost like he knew it was going to happen. I've got questions about the chatter in the transgender community or in there in the Utah area the month before, including one transgender rapper who actually recorded a rap song, Charlie Kirk Dead at 31, the exact headline of John Solomon's story in Just the News. John Solomon ultimately broke that Charlie Kirk was dead with a headline, Charlie Kirk Dead at 31. When people began to question the title of that rap song, uploaded a month before, he changed it. So I got questions. There's stuff here that doesn't add up at a minimum. Tyler Robinson told people about this and they knew it was coming. I think that's pretty clear. And we need clarity on that, because if you knew this was going to happen and you didn't do anything, you need to be charged, you need to be convicted, and you go to prison. And the fact that he too is a furry, like so many that seem to hit targets convenient for the left, wouldn't be surprised if he had a handler. But Tyler Robinson did this. He's going to be convicted and he's going to be executed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.